Have a celebrity on the phone, so we stop every... Hello, John.
Hi, Danny.
Hello, John. We suddenly...
A couple of things to clear up for you. First of all...
First public announcement about that baby.
She's sitting on my lap as we speak. And this isn't just father's talk. She's officially the best-looking baby in the world.
Really?
I've got second opinions on that.
You're the best-looking baby in the world. You've had all the luck, son, guys. So, you know, that's an independent opinion, right?
No. There's lots of people, the specialists have come in.
Yeah, you see, don't talk about my baby, kid, he says. So, go on.
First of all, Spagna, Italian.
Is she?
Yeah, she was. I don't know where she is now. You know.
Did you ever meet her?
No, I never met her. But I tell you what, I'd be keen to know is anyone out there, any eagle-eared listener would know the name of her follow-up single that, of course, bit the big one.
I've got it.
I think it was to do with some sort of feminine product range, because I remember getting sent a very small pink sort of towel.
Really?
Spagna written on it as part of a promotional thing.
Oh, you ever play it? Not a small pink towel. Yes, more pink. I've actually got it with me. I'm going to play it now. I've got it with me. I've got that small pink towel. One minute. Here we go.
That's beautiful, isn't it?
It didn't do a single thing. Mind you, Lou Reed made a double album just like that.
Thank you.
So, what do you think? Well,
hey, I've got to tell you something as well. It's very sad news. You know, the first night with the baby, I'm just going to get this off my chest. I need to talk to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I've really been dealt a bad hand here. Last night, I'm doing all the nappies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it, enjoying every minute.
Of course.
Get up in the middle, blinding pain in my left knee.
Why?
I've torn a ligament.
Have you?
So the first night I get the baby home, I'm hobbling around the Royal Free Hospital, being administered to a Dr. Hyde.
Oh, no.
My left leg not only swollen, but also covered in baby's piss. The ultimate indignity to strip your kecks down at 3:30 in the morning, and they look at you as though you've done it yourself, and you're like, look, no, it was my baby, honestly.
You actually did the... You've been to hospital?
I've torn a knee. I'm hobbling around the house with a... I hope the baby's first memories of me will not be the fact that I wore a white stocking on one leg. Sad.
As opposed to the two you're normally moving
exactly,
around.
Exactly,
thank
you very much.
Yeah. But, oh, you have your leg, eh? Mind you, you've got the full glow of someone who's had a baby on for precisely 24 hours.
I love it.
I'll tell you how I think
I did the leg. It was dancing round after stars in her eyes, yeah. Trying to do her impersonating that fellow impersonating Mick Hucknall, which I think was a fantastic moment.
And you see that last night? Everyone see that? I'll tell you the best one from the first series. They had that trio. It actually wasn't on that. It was on Bob's Big Hat Time or whatever it was called. The trio doing Earth, Wind and Fire only slightly beat him. But the Mick Hucknall, man, yes.
Imagine Mick Hucknall. There he's cursed with the fact that he's a natural ginger. Mm. And then he turns on, they found the fattest guy they could.
Mm.
They put half a pound of Camel Decker's pubic hair on the side of his head, and they've given him a shirt that doesn't even do up.
Oh, Golden Virginia, as it's known.
It's horrible.
That's right, yes. He looks like Chris Evans, of course. He's one of the very, you know,
the little chap himself.
Hey, stop looking at me. I've been mentioned by someone famous. That's what you're doing at home now. Anyway, congrats. And I know you couldn't give a tinker's cuss about it, but the furore over the name, after 2 days after you gave the name, was soundly and roundly defended in our house.
I think it matches your middle name, which I'd like to reveal to people, of course, they might not know. The Danny's middle name, of course, is Kumquat.
Now, it's with a capital K.
Danny Kumquat with a K and a W.
There's a filthy punchline that is, which I might just have to take Jonathan down very quickly on before he gets onto it. Why, of course, I may be known as that. 25-1, just on. There's a terrible punchline. I really, after swearing and then introducing products which might be best introduced on this show. Oh, rats, I wanted to play him a record. Is he still John?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're still, he's still there. What a ham! What a ham! You and Keith, what a ham!
Oh,
I can't remember what I was going to say to you. Oh, yes.
You're going to play me a record?
No, I played you the John Cooper Clark one a little while back.
Oh, that was very nice. Yeah. I thought that was for me, but I daren't imagine what you're getting on about.
If you're going to come quite, I'll count to be readers wise, mate.